News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, police say there have been no confirmed sightings of terror suspect Daniel Khalif, despite 50 calls from the public since his escape from prison. The 21-year-old fled Wandsworth Jail in southwest London yesterday, strapped to the bottom of a food delivery lorry. The Met's counter-terrorism commander Dominic Murphy says it's unusual no one spotted him in such a busy area.
We have some of the highest trained military in the world here in the UK, and Daniel Khalif was trained by the UK military. He will be a resourceful individual, and that's important for us to remember when we're trying to find him.
Dozens of baby deaths and injuries at Nottingham University Hospitals Trust will now be subject to a police investigation. It'll run alongside an independent review by a senior midwife. Network Rail's admitted failings over a rail crash in Aberdeenshire that claimed 3 lives. The train driver, conductor and a passenger were killed in a derailment near Stonehaven in August 2020. Mick Whelan, the General Secretary of ASLEF, the union representing train drivers in England, Scotland and Wales, says lessons have to be learned.
This just can't be about another public organisation paying a fine out of public money. We do need some accountability about who did what, where and when, historically or otherwise.
A prestigious music and theatre venue in Cardiff is closing because of concerns about potentially unsafe concrete. St David's Hall will be shut for at least 4 weeks for checks. In sports, Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill insists their Euro 2024 qualifier in Slovenia tonight is a winnable game, despite them being without a number of key players because of injury. Republic of Ireland boss, meanwhile, Stephen Kenny, admits they have one of the toughest tests in football in front of them when they take on World Cup finalist France in Paris in the next hour. And today's provisionally the hottest day of the year so far, 32.6 Celsius recorded in Wisley in Surrey. Heatwave conditions have already been met for much of England and Wales. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
And a very good evening to you. It's 2 minutes past seven. I hope you're safe and well on what's been an incredibly hot Thursday. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. My name's John Chubb, and for the next hour, this is the Non-League Hour. Let's start off with some music as we go back to 1986 when this was a big hit for Big Country, Look Away.
Find a place. Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm going to start off this week by focusing on some very sad news which broke last Friday morning. East Surrey United of the Isthmian North, a club which in five decades went from local league football up to the National League South for a few seasons, have withdrawn from the Isthmian North as the club has been placed into liquidation. And this came as a great shock to the manager, Steve Butterworth. Former guest on his show, actually, he came in when he was the manager of Romford. And his players, and obviously all the club supporters as well. You might recall a few years back, it was bought by one Alfie Best, a very wealthy man who found national fame on the Channel 4 show My Big Fat Gypsy Fortune. He swept into Rookery Hill by a helicopter following the death of the club's long-time owner, Benny Bennett. And he made promises of a new start and regeneration of the club for the whole community, a new stadium, none of which has really materialised, to be honest. And last week, the plug was pulled on the club's first team. And the club's chairman, Steve Wiseman, one of a number of volunteers who have managed to keep the club going, made a short statement, which I'm going to read for you now. He said, and I quote, "On behalf of the East Surrey United Football Club Committee, I would like to express my deepest regrets with the news that has been shared today in relation to the future of East Surrey United Football Club. Following the death of Ben Bennett, a few of us stepped up to ensure the club continues to function. With the benefit of hindsight, however, we were not aware of the magnitude of the task in hand. The club director has made this decision due to hysterical debts accrued by the club prior to the new management team taking control. Whilst I am incredibly disappointed by this, I understand why he has made this decision. I would like to express my thanks to Steve Butterworth and his management team who have been outstanding this season in the most difficult of circumstances. I would think we all agree the football we've played this season has been extremely enjoyable to watch. Whilst this is the end of senior football at East Surrey United for this season, we are delighted and relieved the director has agreed the youth teams and Basildon Town can continue playing at the club as they have been for the foreseeable future. I hope that these children become the future of this great club." So incredibly sad news. They are withdrawing their first team from the Isthmian North, and their record will be expunged as a result. More of the local Isthmian League clubs a bit later on. But first off, I'm going to focus on the National League. And Dagenham and Redbridge, after a mediocre start to their season, have really turned things around in their last three games. They've won three on the bounce and continued on Saturday with a 3-1 victory over AFC Fylde at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Ryan Hill, Josh Rees and Omar Musa were the scorers for the Daggers, who, as a result, have moved up to 11th in the league. Meanwhile, down at Roots Hall, Southend United took on Kidderminster Harriers, and Harry Caldwell gave the Shrimpers the lead on 52 minutes, a man who's been in such good form early on this season. They turned down a couple of bids for him before the transfer deadline shut, one of which was from EFL League One club Exeter City. The other one was from League Two Harrogate Town, I believe, but they said he's not for sale, despite the club's ongoing financial issues. It did look like Kidderminster had taken a point when they scored an equaliser 10 minutes from time, but then in the 93rd minute, out popped Callum Powell to score a winner. Now, Southend United, as you might recall, have had a 10-point deduction due to their ongoing financial issues. And they're still bottom at the moment, but they're out of the minus figures at least. They now have 2 points. obviously frustrating for the supporters that in actual fact they would be in fifth place if it weren't for the 10-point deduction. But they're continuing to deliver the goods on the pitch, and the fans, they're an incredibly loyal bunch down at Southend. There's still 5,402 at Roots Hall on Saturday, most of whom were cheering them on. So, well done to Southend. Going to focus on the National League South very shortly for you after a bit more music. This is Sherlock's Remember All the Girls.
Remember all the girls who used to live inside a world on the back row of the classrooms at school. They talked like they were 25, they knew all that there was to life. Well, I'm sad wishing I knew more. Where will I be when this is over? How will I feel looking back over my shoulder? If you see me, will you remember me? Or will I be another face in the crowd?
Minutes past seven on a Thursday night. It's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this show is the Non-League Hour, where we turn our attention now to the National League South. And these are great times down at Aveley, a club who have had back-to-back promotions, now playing at Step 2 of Non-League for the first time in their history in the National League South. And they've had a terrific week as back-to-back wins sent them to the top of the table. They have now played eight, and they've won six of those and lost the other two. And on Saturday, goals from Siju Odilusi and Charlie Hughes gave the Millers a 2-1 win over Torquay United at Parkside. And Tuesday night saw them travel down to Kent, and they won 1-0 at Maidstone United. Hughes was once again on the score sheet 8 minutes into the second half with the only goal of the game. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Chelmsford City missed the chance to go top. They travelled to Yeovil Town and in front of a crowd of not much less than 3,000, they secured a 1-1 draw at Yeovil. They may well have thought they'd won it when Adam Mills gave the Clarets a late lead 3 minutes from time before Yeovil levelled the scores just into injury time. So Robbie Simpson's side had to settle for a point, which is one they got on Monday night when they entertained Hemel Hempstead Town at Melbourne Park. Charlie Ruff gave City the lead 9 minutes into the second half, but Hemel replied in the 77th and 94th minutes to take all 3 points, pick up a 2-1 victory, and that has left the Clarets in fifth place. Meanwhile, Braintree Town had an absolutely brilliant win on Saturday. They entertained Worthing, who started the day at the top of the table. And Braintree beat them by 4-0. An absolutely fantastic result for Angelo Harrop and the Iron. The scorers in that game were Joe Grimwood, Aaron Blair, Tom Blackwell just before half time from the penalty spot, and 17 minutes from time, Will Davis made it 4-0. The Iron were back in action on Tuesday night. Like Avery, they travelled across to Kent to take on Tunbridge Angels, and they picked up a point in a goalless draw down there. Braintree are now in 17th place. As I say, Avery atop, only on goal difference, though, just ahead of Worthy, who, after that defeat against Braintree, dropped off at the top of the table. Although they did win 2-0 against Wellington United on Tuesday night. Bath City are in third, Torquay fourth, Chelmsford, as I say, fifth, Taunton Town currently in sixth place, and Yeovil occupied the final playoff spot.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM. So Saturday saw the first qualifying round of the FA Cup with a number of local sides in action, and a featured match on Phoenix Sport was the tie at New Lodge, where Billericay Town of the Isthmian Premier League took on Isthmian North outfit Stonemarket Town, and down there watching the action for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town ran out as 7-0 winners over Stonemarket Town. Two first-half goals from Ade Aziz and Bradley Stevenson gave the Blues a 2-goal advantage. Brooklyn Cabongolo made it 3 with a powerful header 7 minutes into the second half. Aziz got his brace 1 minute later after pouncing on a Stonemarket mistake before Moses Emmanuel slotted home on 75 minutes for Billericay's fifth. The sixth came when Stevenson's magnificent strike from about 25 yards out struck past James Askew in the visiting goal. The final goal of the game came when Emmanuel fired into the roof of the net. An afternoon to forget for Richard Wilkins' side, as they didn't register a shot in the second half. The Blues progressed to the next round with an excellent display. It finishes here, Billericay Town 7, Stonemarket 0.
So, fantastic win for Billericay Town, and they will travel to Isthmian North side, Brightlingsea region, in the second qualifying round. Also going through were Canvey Island, who enjoyed something of a thumping victory themselves. Canvey, also from the Isthmian Premier League, of course, and they took on Lowestoft Town, another Isthmian North side, and Canvey scored 5 goals without reply. A really good afternoon for them. And the goal scorers in that game were, hang on, I've got it open at the moment, bear with me 1 second. It was actually 5-1 not 5-0. Evans Kouassi and Bradley Satch score for the goals in the first half. Connor Hubble, Jamie Salmon and Luke Deslandes scored in the second half. Canvey are at home to National League South Braintree Town in the next round. And Brighton Sea Region, as I said, they will face Billericay Town at the next stage after they beat Saltbridge with Town of the Essex Senior League by 2-0, thanks to goals overside of half-time from Dominic Locke and Zach Littlejohn. Brentwood Town travel to the Len Salmon Stadium to face Hashtag United. Pretty tight affair, which was only decided 8 minutes from time. Fortunately for Andrew Freeman and Brentwood Town, Freeman put the ball through his own net for the only goal of the game. Hashtag brought in three new faces prior to this tie. They have signed midfielder Alfie Q from Concord Rangers, young goalkeeper Ted Curd, who's coming on loan from Premier League Chelsea, and winger Jeremy Mukendi from Hemel Hempstead Town. And they all made their Hashtag debuts in this match. The Tags are at home to Needham Market in the next round. Heybridge Swifts interest in the competition ended on Saturday when they were beaten at home by Goulston, another Wispy and North side. Kim and Jones put Swifts ahead on 38 minutes, but Goulston's Luke Johnston scored a second half hat-trick to put the North side into the next round of the competition. Better afternoon for Hornchurch of ESPN Premier, though. They faced Fakenham Town at Bridge Avenue and scored 5 without reply. Sam Higgins with a brace, and also Adi Yusuf got a couple, and Sean Scannell, they were the goal scorers for the Urchins, who are away to Wissam Town of ESPN North in the next round. Very narrow defeat for Essex Senior League Holbridge Sports. They were at home to Kettering Town of the Southern Premier Division Central, and there was just the one goal in it to send the Northamptonshire side through. And also going out were Woodford Town, who had a home tie, Woodford of the Essex Senior League, against Isbyan North side, Felixstowe and Walton United. But the Suffolk side ran out 4-1 winners. And Whittam Town, who, as I said, they take on Hornchurch. Great draw for them in the second qualifying round. They were away to Kirkley and Pakefield, and they won that tie by 2-1, thanks to goals from Jeffrey Cobler and Abdul Rashid and Johnny Salau. Then on Sunday, Maldon Tiptree travelled to Biggleswade and were probably wishing they hadn't, because the home side scored 8 without reply. So the Jammers unfortunately went crashing out of the competition. Also in the second qualifying round, Chelmsford City, they have been drawn away to Ware. And Averley, they travel to Kingslyn Town of the National League North. Those ties are all due to be played on the weekend of Saturday, the 16th of September. Let's have a classic from the Germ now, David Watts.
Bye.
Taking a look at the Essex Senior League now, and on Saturday there was a victory for Buckhurst Hill over Ilford, beat 3-1, and also for Great Wakering Rovers, who beat Saffron Walden Town by 2-0. Three-all draw in the match between Romford and Sporting Bengal United, and West Essex beat Halstead Town 3-1. Tuesday night saw a match between FC Clacton and Stanway Rovers, which the home side won 5-2. It was a cup game, a county cup game between Saffron Walden Town and Tilbury, which the visitors Tilbury won by 2-0. And then last night at Mile End Park Leisure Centre, it finished Sporting Bengal United 1, West Essex 1. So looking at the table, Romford atop, still unbeaten, and they've won five of their seven so far. They're on 17 points, 1 point ahead of Woodford Town, who have a game in hand on them. They're unbeaten, who has a West Essex currently in third, who have played seven, won four, drawn three, and they won 15 points. Followed by Sporting Bengal United in fourth and Takeley in fifth. And in status set five, the Spartans South Midlands League Premier Division, congratulations to Stansted, who finally got their first league win of the season. 4-2 winners away to Baldoff Town. That's taken the Airport Men off the bottom of the table and three places up to 17th place. So on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, where Saturday's action saw a 3-1 win for Barkingside at home to Basildon Town. Finished Broomsdown 3, Main Baker 0, Clapton Community 2, North West London 5, Clapton 2, Burnham Ramblers 1. A 1-0 draw for Benfleet away to Enfield Borough. Hackney Wick beaten 3-1 by Wormley Rovers. Newbury Forest 1, St Margaretsbury 5, Parkview 0, Harlow Town 4, and Tower Hamlets 4, Southend Manor 1 were the other results on Saturday. Tuesday night saw North West London draw 2-0 with Enfield Borough. And last night, Benfleet drew 1-1 at home to Burnham Ramblers, and Dunmo Town beat Cannonswood 2-1. There was a cup win for Hutton, who hosted Southend Manor at New Lodge, and Hutton won that one by 3-1. And Hutton remain top of the table, having won 6 of their first 7 league games. They've lost the other one. They won 18 points, 2 ahead of Cannonswood, who have played by more than them. Dunmo Town, Harlow Town and Broomsdown are 3rd, 4th and 5th respectively. So taking a look at the Essex sides in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North. And great win for Harwich and Parkston on Saturday. 4-0 winners at FC Peterborough, that is. Holland hosted Norwich CBS, who they beat by 3-2. Another fine win for Stanway Pegasus, who beat Whittlesea Athletic 5-1 at home. Defeat for Wimpham Old Town, though, they were beaten 2-0 at home by Hull Beach United. Then on Tuesday night, it finished Holland 3, Stanway Pegasus 3. And there was another defeat for Wivenhoe Town last night. They were away to Haverhill Borough, who beat them by 2-1. So Holland, currently top of Division 1 North, played 9, 1-6, drawn 2, lost 1, on 20 points. One ahead of Stanway Pegasus, who have a game in hand on them. And elsewhere, Wivenhoe Town, they're currently in 11th place. And Harwich and Parkston, they currently sit in 14th position.
98.
FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Just to begin our preview of the matches for the week ahead, both Dagenham and Redbridge and Southend United are back in National League action on Saturday. Both on the road. Southend travels at FC Halifax Town. That is a lunchtime kickoff. That one starts at 12:30 p.m. Dagenham and Redbridge, tough trip for them. They're away to second place Chesterfield. That is a 3 o'clock kickoff. Meanwhile, in the National League South, even leaders Avely will fancy their chances probably of staying top. They are away to Slough Town, who have had a difficult start to the season. They're currently in the relegation zone. Chelmsford City make a long trip to Devon to face Torquay United. Fifth place City and Torquay are just above them in fourth. Braintree Town have a home fixture this weekend. They take on 12th placed Farnborough at Cressing Road. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Would it be
I think that's possibly my favourite song of ABC's. A lot of people say The Look of Love, but I really like that one from 1987, When Smokey Sings. 21 minutes to 8, Phoenix 98 FM on a Thursday night. I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. Just to remind you of what's happening on Phoenix after I finish this evening. Gareth Williams is along at 8 with Bumper to Bumper. That's a two-hour trawl through Indian alternative sounds from the 1960s onwards. And 10 till midnight, our country music show, The Night Shift, presented by Madeline Christie, will be on the air. Just continuing our preview of the fixtures for the forthcoming week, it's FA Trophy first qualifying round action this weekend, and the first of our local sides to take part is Bowes and Pitsy, who on Friday night will be facing Goulston at the Len Salmon Stadium. East Surrey United were due to travel to AFC Dunstable on Saturday, but obviously with East Surrey having gone into liquidation, that match won't now be taking place, and presumably Dunstable have been given a bye. Brentwood Town travel to fellow Isbien North outfit Felixstowe Moulton United. These are all on Saturday, by the way. Grays Athletic have an away tie at Hertford Town. Heybridge Swifts at home to Barton Rovers. Redbridge face Stockfold at home. Waltham Abbey from the Southern League Division 1 Central, they are at home to Isbien North newcomers Ipswich Wanderers. Another Isbien North side, Basildon United, are away at Welling Garden City. There's a local derby at Spa Road, Witham Town, who booked a tie with Hornchurch in the FA Cup, as I mentioned earlier. They face Maldon and Tiptree, who will be keen to put that dreadful FA Cup defeat of Biggleswade behind them. And finally, for Saturday's ties, Brightling Sea Region travel to Wroxham. There is one on Saturday, one side that is on Saturday, where Sunday even, Walthamstow, they are away to another Isbien North side, Enfield, that match with a 1 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, in the Isbien Premier League on Saturday, Billericay Town were due to be at home to Dulwich Hamlet, but from what I read the other day, Dulwich have three international call-ups this week, with it being an international weekend. So that match, I understand, involving third-placed Billericay and Dulwich coming in 16th place, will be played at a later date. Meanwhile, hashtag United, they were at home to Kingstonian, which would explain Bowes and Pitsy playing their FA Trophy tie on Friday night. Hashtag currently in 13th. Canvey Island just below them in 14th. They are at home to Whitehawk, who are currently in 10th place. And also in action on Saturday, Hornchurch, currently in fifth. They travel to Wingate in Finchley, just a few places, and only 1 point behind them in eighth place. And Concord Rangers, who have had a disastrous start in the Isbien Premier League, it has to be said. They are currently second from bottom, having lost all five of their opening fixtures. The only thing keeping them off the foot of the table at the moment is the fact that Potters Bar Town, who have lost all five of their games, have an inferior goal scored tally. Concord have scored 15, Potters Bar have scored 14. And doesn't get any easier for the Beach Boys. They have a tough away trip on Saturday at Carshalton Athletic. No matches, only one match in step four this week, with so many sides being involved in the FA Trophy. And it's in Isbien North on Wednesday night when Walthamstow have a home fixture against Witham Town. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, a busy week coming up, starting on Friday night when Woodford Town entertain Holbridge Sports. Saturday sees Buckhurst Hill take on White Ensign, Coggeshall Town at home to Athletic New and Great Wakery Rovers face Takeley, Ilford at home to Saffron Walden Town, Little Oakley face Barking, Romford the leaders versus FC Clacton. Stabway Rovers face Sporting Bengal United, Tilbury at home to Housley Town, and West Essex face Frenford. Then on Tuesday night, Barking play Great Wakering, Buckhurst Hill are at home again, this time against Athletic Newham, FC Clacton at home to Coggeshall, leaders Romford are away to Frenford, Housley Town face Holbridge Sports, Saffron Walden Town versus Little Oakley, and Stanway Rovers are at home to Ilford. Three games next Wednesday as well, Sporting Bengal United at home to Takeley, White Ensign face Tilbury at Burroughs Park, and Woodford Town have a home fixture against West Essex.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
We'll be right back. much money, you can wake up every part of me. Get the blood to flow in every nook and cranny. Get the blood to flow from my head to my toes. Get the blood to flow, flowing all around me. Get the blood to flow. Just who you are. I'm more a dog, you're more a cat. Then we've gotten bored of that. Alive again, about a snake. Then we jump into the lake.
Great new song from Peter Gabriel, that's Road to Joy. So I'm going to round off our preview of the fixtures for the coming week. Now, staying at step five, Sproton South Midlands in the Premier Division. There were two home games for Stansted, who picked up their first win at the weekend. They were home to Tring Athletic on Saturday, and they face St Pantemilion on Tuesday. I hope I pronounced that right. And Thurlow Nun Division 1 South action this week sees two Friday night games. Basildon Town, who are going to be able to carry on playing at Historic United's Rookery Hill Ground, thankfully, despite the host club having gone into liquidation. They face Hackney Wick down there. May and Baker are at home to St Margaretsbury. Both of those are 7:45 kickoffs. And then Saturday sees Burnham Ramblers take on Brimsdown. Hutton will hope to continue their excellent start. The current table toppers are away at Clapton. Clapton Community are at home to Hoddesdon Town. Harlow Town face Newbury Forest. It's North West London versus Dunmo Town. Parkview versus Benfleet. Southend Manor take on Enfield Borough. Tower Hamlets play Cannonswood and Wormley Road. Home to Barkingside. Some midweek fixtures to Tuesday night sees Enfield Borough play Tower Hamlets. Southend Manor take on Basildon Town and St Margaretsbury. They were at home to Harlow Town. Home game for Barkingside on Wednesday night, who are at home to Clapton Community. Benfleet host Cannonswood at Park Lane. Brimsdown are at home to Parkview. Dunmo Town face Burnham Ramblers. And Hackney Wick, they are at home to Hutton. And just to go through the Division 1 North fixtures involving Essex sides, Harwich and Parkston, they were at home to Haverhill Rovers. And this is on Saturday, these are 3 o'clock kickoffs. And Witham Wivenhoe Town away at Whittlesea Athletic. Holland travel to Great Yarmouth Town. And Tuesday night sees Harwich and Parkston at home to Haverhill Borough and Stanway Pegasus at home to Coolnard United. Wednesday night sees Holland taking on AFC Sudbury Reserves. And that is just about it for me. Another non-league hour has come to an end. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I shall be back on Saturday afternoon, 3 till 6 p.m. with Phoenix Sport. Hope you can join me for that. If you're not there, a game or in, or even if you are, do try and get to a non-league game this weekend. With it being an international weekend, there's no Premier League or EFL Championship games, so maybe get yourself down to a non-league ground and put some numbers on their gate. They will appreciate it. If you can't join me on Saturday, though, I should be back, or be well next Thursday night at 7 till 8 pm with another edition of the Non-League Hour. In the meantime, take care, and Gareth is up next with Bumper to Bumper. But for me, John Chubb, a very good night. I'm
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This